From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and Steinmeier discuss situation in Ukraine. Indonesian minister invites Germany to invest in Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier discussed the situation in war-ravaged Ukraine and Indo-Pacific cooperation during a meeting at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Thursday. The Indonesian leader encouraged cooperation with Germany to deal with the impact of the war in Ukraine, particularly in the food and energy sector, as well as cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region. He also stressed the significance of inclusive regional architecture that prioritizes collaboration instead of containment under the spirit of multilateral cooperation and peace. The highlight of this visit is to discuss investment, trade, energy transition, and cooperation between G20 and G7 countries. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto told the German business delegation that it would benefit by investing in Indonesia, which is located at the heart of the emerging market of Southeast Asia. He remarked while attending the Indonesia-Germany business delegation meeting at the Indonesian Digital Industry Center PD 4.0 building in Jakarta on Thursday. The coordinating minister said that he is delighted because, despite the challenges, Indonesia and Germany still managed to record trade worth $6 billion in 2021. However, he said the figure does not reflect the true potential of investment in Indonesia, as the country has a lot to offer and there are many sectors to explore. The last national news comes from the Indonesian G20 presidency through the Youth 20 or Y20 Forum has affirmed its commitment to involving the young generation in efforts to preserve the earth. G20 spokesperson team member Maudy Ayunda said in a press statement released on Thursday, youngsters can participate in the efforts to reduce destruction by streaming greenhouse gas emission, reducing overconsumption and exploitation of resources, reducing waste by recycling, planting trees on a large scale, and reporting deforestation. Now let's move it on to the international news. The world's largest and most important event devoted to cities, the World Urban Forum, or WUF, is set to take place in Central and Eastern Europe in Poland for the first time in its 20 years history. For 5 days from June 26 to 30, 2022, Katowice will become the capital of all cities in the world, according to a statement issued by the Embassy of the Republic of Poland, received in Jakarta on Thursday. At the forum, representatives of countries from all over the world will look for a solution to make cities more inhabitant-friendly. The World Trade Organization WTO chief presented countries with a series of draft trade agreements early on Friday that include pledges on health reform and food security and urged that they be accepted as a major meeting stretch into its second day of overtime. The package, which Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala described as unprecedented, did not include two of the most important deals under consideration: fisheries and a partial waiver for intellectual property rights for COVID-19 drugs. Tokyo stocks opened sharply lower on Friday after a rout on Wall Street as more central banks hike interest rates in efforts to tame runaway inflation, fueling recession fears. Investors are awaiting a policy decision later on Friday from the Bank of Japan, or BOJ, and comments from Bank Governor Haruhiko Kuroda for clues about its stance on the economic impacts of a weaker yen, among other factors. Last news comes from world stocks on Friday. Headed for their worst week since market's pandemic meltdown in March 2020, as investors feared sharp rate hikes tipping economies into recession. While growth fears and a soaring Swiss franc whack the US dollar, a sharp 50 basis point rate hike from the Swiss National Bank overnight sent the franc on its sharpest rise in 7 years, forced an unwind of carry trades and set off a new round of worry that rising global rates will snuff out growth. Next, we present to you a commentary entitled U.S. President Joe Biden's Planned Visit to Saudi Arabia.
Today's commentary is on U.S. President Joe Biden's planned visit to Saudi Arabia. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden will be visiting Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia in mid-July. It will be his first visit to the region during his tenure as President of the United States. President Biden is scheduled to visit Israel on July the 13th and 14th and will meet with Israeli leaders. He will also hold talks in the West Bank with the Palestinian Authority to express his support for a two-state solution between the disputing parties there. From Israel, Joe Biden will fly to Saudi Arabia on July the 15th and 16th. While in Saudi Arabia, the U.S. president will have a meeting with Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. President Biden and Prince Mohammed bin Salman are scheduled to hold talks to discuss energy security, U.S.-Saudi bilateral cooperation, and efforts to resolve regional and global tensions. He is also scheduled to attend a Gulf Cooperation Council summit. President Joe Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia contradicts his previous stance. In 2019, he said he would make them, or Saudi Arabia, pay the price and make them aware of the fact that they are parias. He stated this over the alleged involvement of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in the case of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. While campaigning in the presidential election last year, President Biden called for Saudi Arabia's leaders to be treated as parias as they should be. Shortly after being sworn in as president, Joe Biden released an intelligence report alleging that the Saudi Crown Prince authorized the killing of Khashoggi. Biden's government then imposed visa restrictions on dozens of Saudis accused of threatening the kingdom's dissidents. Seeing the fact that the relationship between the two countries is not harmonious, it can be said that Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia this time is a step by the United States to improve it. This is a political dynamic common in relations between countries. Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia reflects a shift in the United States' diplomatic priorities. If this move is successful, it will give a positive value to the leadership of Joe Biden. However, it can also backfire, which poses a negative risk to the U.S. leader in front of his public. Well, that was commentary today.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with June 17, 1939. Muara Angke Wildlife Reserve inaugurated as a natural reserve by the Dutch Indies government. Muara Angke Wildlife Reserve in Jakarta was a conservation area in Jakarta's North Coast mangrove forest. When inaugurated as a natural reserve, the Muara Angke Reserve was around 15 hectares wide and later expanded to up more than 1,300 hectares until the 1960s. With increasing environmental pressure and damage inside and outside of Muara Angke, some parts of the natural reserves were damaged. After 60 years being a natural reserve, the Indonesian government rehabilitated it by changing its status as a 25.02 hectare wildlife reserve. Muara Angke Wildlife Reserve is the smallest reserve in Indonesia, but it holds an important role. Even a global bird preservation organization, BirdLife International, has included Muara Angke as one of the most important areas for birds in Jawa Island. Let's move now to June 17, 1962, when World Cup final was held in Chile. The seventh edition of the FIFA World Cup was held in 1962. The World Cup 1962 was held in Chile from May the 30th until the final on June the 17th, 1962. This tournament was won by Brazil after defeating Czechoslovakia 3-1 at the National Stadium of Chile in Santiago de Chile. Meanwhile, the host Chile finished third after defeating Yugoslavia 1-0. I'll end today in history with June 17, 1994, the first World Day to combat desertification and drought. The UN General Assembly in 1994 inaugurated June 17 as the World Day to combat desertification and drought. The day aims to raise public awareness on international efforts to combat drought. The day is also a unique moment to remind all that desertification neutrality can be achieved through problem solving, people's strong engagement, and cooperation at all levels. The World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought 2022 is themed Rising Up from Drought Together. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today entitled Crisis Management Technology Investment Crucial in Tourism and Creative Economy Sector. Investment in crisis management technology in the tourism and creative economy sector is important to support the nation's economic recovery acceleration. That was stated by Deputy Minister for Tourism and Creative Economy, Angela Tanu Sudibyo, when attending an event in Maldives, escorted from an official statement received by Antara on Wednesday. Angela further stated that the crisis varies, starting from natural, man-made, economic, politic to terrorism and climate change. The crisis impact can affect the tourism activity, even bringing down the sector for several years. Therefore, she emphasized that the investors must invest in technology to increase tourism security from the crisis. According to Angela, prevention is better than recovery anytime the crisis comes. Some forms of investment in technology include early warning for natural crises at tourism sites and creative economy centers, and strong infrastructure developments to anticipate hazard potential, and integrated communication platform technologies to spread information effectively in facing an emergency. Angela added that in facing climate change crisis, she has cooperated with industry players to introduce a new technology, namely carbon footprint calculator and offsetting for tourists to realize a quality and sustainable tourism. The carbon footprint calculator program is an effort of the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry in balancing the emissions. It works by absorbing carbon footprint to help prevent the bad impact against the climate, so tourists can choose to travel more responsibly when visiting Indonesia. According to Angela, the government also has other technologies to reduce disaster causes, such as clean energy, green transport, ecotourism, and waste management. That's My Indonesia.
Ini bicara untukku.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Lombok has become one of the favorite tourism destinations for foreigners when visiting Indonesia. It has a complete tourism attraction such as beaches, mountains, waterfalls, lakes, and so forth. Today, we would like to introduce one of the tourism attractions in Lombok that offers natural beauty through a neat composition among the beach, hilly cliffs, and the blue sea. The name is Gunung Tunak Nature Tourism Park, or TWA. The location is in Mertak Village, Pujut Sub-District, Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. To visit it, you can use the route to Kuta Beach, Lombok, which is about 50 kilometers from Mataram. From Kuta Beach, the distance of this natural tourism park is still about 16 kilometers. To enjoy the beautiful view of Mount Tunak, you must pay an entrance ticket of around 10,000 rupiah per person. With an area of 1,200 hectares, Mount Tunak is formed from a row of hills, namely Bungkulan Hill, Kelor Hill, Takar Akar Hill, Pejanggik Hill, and Batu Jangak Hill, and is bordered with Bumbang Bay in the northwest and Awang Bay in the east. There are green plains and lowland forests. So far, the beaches and spots in the open hilly areas are the most popular. Moreover, to several open areas in the hills, if you want to freely enjoy the nature, you can go up to the 7-level lighthouse. From the top of the lighthouse, you can see a stretch of beauty that combines the blue sea, hills, beaches, and the formation of Rock Island. Furthermore, this place is ideal for photography lovers. Besides walking along the beach or trekking through the forests and hills, there are many activities that can be done at this Gunung Tunak tourism area. You can fish, swim, or relax on the beach. Or if you want to spend the night, you can set up a tent. If you are lucky, you may be able to witness directly the local community traditions called Betunak. Namely bringing buffalo to be released in the forest, swamp, and savanna. At Gunung Tunak, there are facilities such as toilets and gazebos in several spots. There is also lodging, such as cottage on Bumbangku Beach. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, and hopefully you can make your time to Gunung Tunak in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara.
Hangatnya senyummu
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the Antasena team of 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, introduced their latest car prototype named Antasena Alpha Friday. The launching at ITS Robotics Center was attended by Deputy Governor of East Java, Emil Aristianto Dardak. At the event, the Antasena team introduced new features, changes, and further innovation of their car that will compete in the Cell Eco Marathon or SEM Asia 2022. About the Cell Eco Marathon or SEM 2022, Geraldi Raffi, as the ITS Antasena team's general manager, explained that the competition will be divided into three energy categories: internal combustion, battery electric, and hydrogen fuel cell. The competition is also divided into two vehicle classes, prototype and urban concept. The Antasena Alpha will join the prototype vehicle class and hydrogen fuel cell energy category. Geraldi further explains that hydrogen is projected to replace conventional fuel in the future. Moreover, hydrogen does not produce emission, since its output is water. Therefore, they want to create an eco-friendly car for a better future to support various sustainable development goals. The eighth generation of Antasena, the Antasena Alpha, is a prototype concept of ITS students and the first hydrogen-fueled car in Indonesia. The previous versions were Antasena 1, Antasena PX, Antasena PEV, Antasena Orion, Antasena BDV 2.0, Antasena PCH 1.0, and Antasena Hydra. Antasena Alpha is designed with a more aerodynamic body as well as more rigid and lighter carbon fiber composite material. That's Miss Seleni.
If I turn over to you and start to get a little high, it's because I love you, and I will never shut up if anyone hurts you. It's because I love you. Baby, I'm yours, yeah, you. Till I close my eyes, it's soon for you, only you. My girl, if I turn over to you and start singing just for you, it's because you. vocabulary you. Why, girl, you are so beautiful. I will marry you. I will marry you. Why, girl, you are so beautiful. I will marry you. I will marry you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music honor, I am going to present a regional song from Papua entitled Yamko Rambe Yamko. This song is about a sad story about the life of Papuan people who used to be involved in intertribal disputes or wars against the Dutch colonies. Here is Ivan Suadi and Putri Reski with the regional song from Papua entitled Yamko Rambe Yamko.
Of Indonesia.
Ada apa kau bertemu dia? Mungkinkah kau ingin bagi cintamu? Jika memang kau bagi cintamu, masih pantaskah ku jaga hatiku? Ingatkah semua kata yang kau ucap dulu? Kau berjanji untuk setia. Kini ku tanya kemana janji itu kau buat. Pernah sakit tapi tak pernah sesakit ini. Karena pernah cinta tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cintamu hanya untukku. Memang ku tak rela kau bagi untuk hati yang lain. Kau bagi cintamu, kemana janji itu kau sakit ini. Karena pernah cinta tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cintamu hanya untukku. Memang ku tak rela kau bagi untuk hati yang lain.
Kita takkan pernah rapuh, terhapus. Kupejamkan matamu dan rasakan aku. Kekuatan cinta kita takkan pernah rapuh, terhapus ruang dan waktu. Percayakan kesetiaan ini pada ketulusan I see you.
Selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuat ku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Tetap di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Oh, lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.